This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I'm walking here! I'm walking here!
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. We are live at the Tribeca Studios of iHeartRadio. I'm down here with John McDonough, the Captivist. How you doing, Johnny?
Hanging in.
I'm here with
Matt. What's left at the Captivist, anyway?
Hey, well, you know, I understand you have a couple of shows coming up, right?
Yeah, I'll be at Westchester Community College on March 7th on Tuesday, two free shows. It's for the early bird special, 9:30 in the morning and 11 a.m. at the Davis Auditorium at Westchester Community College. And for more information, go to cabdivist.com. That's C-A-B-T-I-V-I-S-T. And it's about my 40 years of driving a yellow cab in New York City. If you want to hear what it used to be like, come and see the show.
It's free? Early bird
special?
Yeah, it's
free.
Get the Zeit and coffee with that?
And a blue plate special. We'll be there at 9:30, 11 o'clock.
We're also here with Nat Goldbetter, formerly of Everywhere. He was one of the original Brokers 3, kind of like one of the original Beatles.
Yes, I'm a victim of the Uber problem. Actually unemployed right now, still looking for some activity. Absolutely nothing going on in the medallion sales business except for the foreclosure resales. But they're optimistic that things will change in the long run, and I hope we get some value back into this medallion and get this medallion where it should be in its place in the city of New York.
We also have JFK Mike.
Yes, I'd like to tell everybody I'll be appearing at the JFK main lot Monday through Friday. Between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. at night. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
And he'll be at Rikers Island on Sunday.
Don't be late.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. Taxihail@aol.com. We had some heavy rain yesterday. I went into the office yesterday afternoon for a short time, and on my way back, it started to rain. I just couldn't believe it. So I'm in the middle lane of the Hutchinson River Parkway. I made a mistake, okay? And I pulled off, and I took side roads until I got as far west as I can and ultimately ended up on the New York State Thruway, which was much, much better. So what was interesting was, you know, again, I got an email this morning. Last night, this guy is saying, I was on the Hutchinson River Parkway. It was totally flooded out. Can you recommend anything for me to do in the future? So this is what I recommend. Stay off any roads that have river in the name. Don't drive on the Hutchinson River Parkway. Don't drive on the Sawmill River Parkway. Don't drive on the Spring Brook Parkway because brooks turn into rivers. Okay? Stay on throughways and expressways, or as Claire likes to say, the Cross Bronx Distressway.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay.
You could throw the East River in there, too, David.
No, actually, we have a bunch of recalls, and, you know, we're going to decide which car people should drive into the East River. Actually, almost 400,000 vehicles in East River in recalls today. So, you know, first we'll do something that affects all kinds of people. Emails are coming in already at taxihail@aol.com, and our number is 800-321-0710. So, if you're a Hyundai owner, 33,800 Hyundais, 2017 Electra vehicles. The brake booster may fail, resulting in a loss of brakes. Gee, that recall started already. Porsche, right? Over 4,000 Porsches. Every 911, the Carreras 2017, the Targas, 911 Carreras, Cabriolets, the Boxsters, it just goes on and on. The screws that fasten the fuel collection pipes in the engine compartment may shear off, resulting in a fuel leak. But Porsche has not yet provided a notification schedule. So that's pretty serious. BMW, about 8,700 BMWs. I don't even want to read it. It would take me 20 minutes, all the BMWs being recalled. The rear drive shaft constant velocity joint, called the CV joint, on the affected vehicles may fatigue and break. That recall is expected to start March 27th. So these are, you know, BMWs, man, the ultimate driving machine. Also, 19,000 BMWs recalling 2014 to 2017. The REX hybrid vehicles, the fuel tank vent line, may rub, creating a hole in the vent line and causing a fuel vapor leak. That recall is expected to begin April 3rd. Chrysler, 69,000 2014-2017's Dodge Charger Chrysler 300 vehicles with all-wheel drive. The front shaft bolts may loosen and allow the front shaft to disconnect. That recall is going to start March 31st. We have Toyota, 72,800 2016 and 2017 Tundras. In the event of an impact to the corner of the bumper, it may be damaged, but you can't notice it, whatever that means. That started already. General Motors recalling 17,000 2017 Chevrolet Cruze vehicles. A bracket used in the driver or front seat, the passenger seat, may have been incorrectly welded to the seat back frame. In the event of a crash, the head restraints may not function properly. No notification date of a recall. And 173,800 Mazdas recalling 2011 Mazda 2s, 2010 and 11 Mazda 3s, Speed 3s. The seat height adjustment lifter links may break or detach from the seat frame. That recall is going to start the end of March. So, we certainly have about 400,000 recalls here. And you know, which one do you think is worse?
Do you never hear about?
You're not on the air.
Which? Oh, the one with the fumes. The fumes leaking into the car is very interesting. I mean, you know, you could take a little nap while you're driving on the thruway doing that and not even know where you are until you wake up in the hospital.
Well, that's the BMW. So,
Dave, I don't know who you think your audience is, but when you're talking about Porsche, I didn't know what language you were speaking in afterwards, naming all the makes and models.
Isn't that
but I would imagine with our audience, and you say drive your Porsche into the East River, no one will be driving into the East River.
Well,
they all have Chevys and battle axes and jalopies. I can hardly see them being recalled. But the Porsches.
In any case, if you're one of the 19,130 BMW 2014 to 2017 i3 REX hybrid electric vehicles where your fuel tank vent line may rub, creating a hole in the vent line and causing a fuel vapor leak, drive your cars into the East River! They're not worth anything!
I think a gas mask handy when you're driving around town.
I think the worst one is the BMW, because you've just bought a BMW, and then what do? You buy a BMW, you would think you get a little something more besides aggravation out of a BMW, you know?
Okay, real quick, we have a ton of emails that came in already. This is from someone who sent me something from uberpeople.net. Yesterday it was raining hard during the evening in Manhattan, was surging all over. I picked up a couple from Central Park going down to the Financial District. Uber charged them $62, but I only saw $25 out of it. It's been happening all the times lately since Uber started quoting the fare up front. Forget about the commission. These are Uber's new rules, and most of the drivers have no clue what's going on. Why would any human being with common sense and dignity would still be driving for those thieves? I'd rather be delivering pizza knowing exactly how much I'm getting paid rather than being taken for a clueless idiot by Uber executives. That was an email. I want to thank you for that one. Let's see. We have a couple of calls. Let's take Vic. You're first up on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, John. This is Vic Sackett.
Hey, Vic. What's happening in Long Island, man?
Hey, I just got in my car from the pub. I turned on 710. I hear you there.
Good. You're not drinking and driving. We won't say that, right?
No, I finished drinking.
Parked.
You're parked.
Parked.
Oh,
you're
it's good. You know what I like about Vic? He's out drinking in the pub. He's in the car driving, right? He goes, oh, I got to make a phone call. I'm going to pull over and make the phone call. I mean, how does that make sense? Listen, if you're going to take the full whack, drive and talk on the phone. What does it matter at this stage?
No.
He's a man. He can't do that.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Hey, Vic. Is this thing on?
Vic, thank you so much for calling the Taxi Dave Show and shouting out to our friend. Here's an email from Pierre. I don't believe the bull. Oh, I can't read that word. The numbers that Uber spread about failed inspections of yellow taxis. While I was there for an inspection of my yellow cab, 10. That's right, 10 brand new yellow cabs failed inspection before they ever had one passenger in them. How does that happen? That's an email, folks, from Pierre. Marie, Vision Zero doesn't apply to Uber. The mayor should drive a cab on a Saturday night and see the mess Uber causes on every street. Marie, thank you so much. Jules, with the phones on the dashboards of app-driven vehicles, the drivers frequently take their eyes off the road while the vehicles are in motion. I ask, is it good public policy to constantly have the driver's eyes off the road? Thank you for emailing the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it.
Hey, I just want to ask John, is that soliloquy about Trump on French TV, is that eligible for an Academy Award this year?
Well, we'll see. That'll be for next year. We're going to be giving out the Oscars here. Dave, you have good timing. Super Bowl when we're on. The Oscars were on. I think you're on with Hurricane Sandy.
Oscar.
Hey,
Oscar.
Sunday night, man. It's Sunday nights. This is the time to be on. You know, I mean,
the alternate programming.
I mean,
there's alternate programming.
The top three movies this year? Did you know what the top three movies were before this week? Yeah, okay.
The only one I know is La La Land, and who cares?
Anyway.
The last one I saw, I think, was called Debbie Does Everything.
Oh.
Who you calling a dummy, you big dummy?
Oh, God.
Here's an email from Karen. All yellow taxi insurance policies and most black car and car service policies, insurance policies, expire Tuesday at midnight. Make sure you renew your insurance policy and put the renewal FH1 in the car to avoid getting a ticket. Also, the Taxi and Limousine Commission put out an industry notice. The Taxi Cab Improvement Fund, called the TIF, the 30 cents that are collected by drivers given to the owners. The owners must submit them. The deadline is March 9th. Full payment is due at the TLC on March 9th. So thank you, Karen, for that email. Do appreciate. It just goes on and on. We got a lot of emails. But there's also a lot of stuff to talk about. We talked about the rain. Tomorrow I'm testifying at the city council in New York City.
And Dave, before you get, how do you get to testify in front of the city council? I mean, most people wouldn't have a clue, wouldn't know what's coming up. But you're going to be in front of, you're going to be down at City Hall. How did this happen?
He's Taxi Dave. That's how it happened.
Yeah, I know. But...
There are various hearings that happen. I get notice of all the Transportation Committee hearings and other agencies as well, other committees as well. But I concentrate on the Transportation Committee hearing. There's one bill that is before the Transportation Committee that will reduce the amount of a transfer tax. Let me explain what that is. When you buy a medallion, there's a 5% transfer tax that goes into the city's general fund. But there have been so few transfers in 2016 compared to prior years. For example, in 2013, there were 258 medallion transfers with zero foreclosures. So things were good. People were buying. People were interested. The market was good. And that's fine. But in 2016, there were only 65 transfers, 37 of which were foreclosures. We all know there's a downturn in the market right now, and as Nat said, we're hoping it's going to come back. This should help the market to come back. For at least a couple of years, we're hoping that the transfer tax will be reduced, and that's why I'm testifying.
Well, what is the transfer tax? I don't understand.
The amount? If you're buying a medallion, let's say, for $500,000, you would have to, in addition to your vehicle and your insurance fees and your any other fees involved with that, you would have to give the city of New York 5% of the transfer amount. So 5% of $500,000 is $25,000. Today, it's a stumbling block. It's prohibitive. and it's stymieing transfers and the business. But if that was reduced substantially, it would make it more appetizing to purchase a medallion. And that's what I'm speaking in favor of.
And how does this bill get before the city council? Who introduced it? How did this come about? Because this should be an overall package of helping the yellow cab industry. But how did this bill get in front and that you're testifying for?
Idonis Rodriguez is the sponsor of the bill. He's the chairman of the Transportation Committee of the New York City Council. A number of different people have been trying to get things passed. And, you know, you have to be very lucky for the council to pick on one on anything that you try. I'm sure people propose thousands of items to be turned into law, and probably scores of them over the course of a year are turned into law. This was one that was logical, reasonable, and can help an entire industry and can help hundreds of thousands of immigrant drivers and people who also want to get into the business as well.
And what are you testifying for or against it?
I'm in favor of reduction of the transfer tax. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just want to ask Nat, you've been in the business for years. So hypothetically, me and John are driving a cab and we want to buy a medallion. What is the process of two cabbies in this day and age if we want to just buy a medallion between us? Because I know right now the numbers per week are almost straight line with what it would cost to pay off a medallion versus renting a cab. Historically, what is the process?
Well, the process is very simple. right now is a great time to do whatever you want to do. If you want, this situation is good because these are the only medallions, the foreclosures are the only medallions that the lending institutions will give money on to potential buyers. And in most cases, they will give 100%. For example, if somebody's medallion was foreclosed for $500,000, you could buy that medallion and get 100% financing on that $500,000. The benefit of this transfer tax would be eliminating that 5% sales tax.
Reducing it would
go a long way to lessening the down payment that two drivers would have to come up with. So conceivably, if this bill passes, you could probably get into a medallion for $30,000 tops between two guys or three guys.
What's the difference between a foreclosure medallion and an owner wanting to sell his medallion? You're making a distinction there. What's the distinction?
Okay, here's the distinction. No, first of all, none of the lending institutions are giving out any fresh money toward medallion purchases, meaning that if you came in off the street and there was a medallion that had no loan on it, you wanted to buy it for $500,000, they would not lend you the money. But normally, back in the days before we had these problems, you would have to come up with 80 to 90% of the purchase price. But now, you're getting the entire purchase price financed. And that's because the banks just want to move these medallions out. The regular transfers are almost invisible these days.
But why are they giving money for a foreclosure and just not a regular medallion?
Because the money is already out there.
You're assuming the
other guy's problem,
right?
Basically.
Okay,
it's not a problem because, like Mike pointed out, two guys getting into buying a medallion today would be as cheap or maybe cheaper than leasing a medallion from a company for $1,400 or $1,250 a week that you're paying now to a leasing company. You can, and especially if two people do it, it would be a snap just to put it together.
Interesting. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. So there's a lot of hope for the taxi medallion market in New York City.
Absolutely. I think it's a golden time to get it because once all these foreclosures are gone, then we're going to go back to the old ways.
What's that they said? Never let a good crisis go to waste.
That's right.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I may be driving one.
You need a nightmare, David.
What if three guys chip in?
By the way, we have John McDonough, the Captivist, Nat Goldbetter, JFK Mike. I'm David Pollack, Taxi Dave. We have almost 200 years of Yellow Cab experience sitting in this room right now on all different sides of the table. Here's an email. The Blasio destroyed the taxi industry and medallion owners' futures and retirements. He approved Uber in New York City with zero laws. I wonder how much of a contribution Uber made to his campaign. That's from Gloria from Great Neck. Wow, strong words from Gloria.
And Dave, you'll be less time at City Hall testifying than the dope from Park Slope was in front of the feds during the week. He was 4 hours. You're only going to be 10 minutes.
This is from Solomon. Why did the Port Authority move the taxi pickup at Terminal 5 at JFK to a further location? We used to be in front where old TWA was. Now people are complaining it's too far to walk and the signs for how to get a taxi are invisible. Uber is right in front. I've waited 1 hour at times at Terminal 5 for passengers to come out. Can something be done? There you go. This is from Michael. It's the e-hail and our exclusive rights to do it. Not Uber anymore. Whoa. There you go. I mean, a lot of people have a lot to say. Let me read one more email that just came in. What I found so far, most yellow drivers now do not want Uber anymore. Most drivers want to make more money. Some drivers just don't care about the job at all. But there's a solid portion of drivers that will stand up for medallion rights. And that's from Simon. So let's just talk about that for a second. Mike, you had brought up a point before. Most yellow drivers don't want to drive for Uber anymore. Most want to make more money. Some drivers don't care. They'll stand up for medallion rights. Well, what could I tell you? You have any comment on that?
You said I brought up a point. Now there's like a lot of pressure on me. Did I say something relevant? I'm not used to this.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
my head hurts from that breaking down the numbers. I'm just Well, the other thing I want to weave into this whole thing with Net, crunching numbers for buying a medallion, in today's climate, the worse the better, is that there is a fare increase review by the TLC mandatory in April. Now, if there is any kind of movement on a fare increase, historically, that makes the medallion jump.
So the law is every odd year, this is an odd year, 2017, it's not an even number, it's an odd number, the April TLC meeting, there is supposed to be a hearing for a rate of fare increase. Now, you'll have those that argue, oh, we can't raise our fares, we'll lose our customers. What I've seen, and this is pretty much fact, you see the first year of Giuliani, the first year of Bloomberg, the first year of de Blasio, there were rate of fare increases. The last one was all for the driver. But it comes a time where everything else goes up. All your expenses go up, and people can say, oh, UberX is cheaper, and if you're a progressive, you don't want to hurt the poor people, so to speak. But you know what? The driver's income is down 20%. They need an increase. I've never seen a bad increase, and this will also help in the future. So if I think you will make up in the amount of money you make, traffic is terrible. You know, that stupid survey, which is a lie. Traffic, all you do is you see, Matt, you were telling me, all I see is black cars all over the place. Shouldn't say black cars. I should say cars with TLC plates all over the place, right?
Right. It's terrible. I mean, you can't go a half a block without being at least seeing one or two, whether they have TC plates or not. You see these big black cars, they're doing something. They're doing a lot of business out there that is not proper, and they are just clogging up the borough of Manhattan to the worst I've ever seen it.
And Dave, one of the other things within the yellow cab industry, and you're going to be battling tomorrow down at City Hall, but to me is we have to catch up technology-wise. I don't understand why the yellow cab industry has to have two apps. We have Arrow and Way to Ride. And to me, Way to Ride, why would you name an app that you have a numeral and you have letters in? Like, the apps that are out there now, Uber, Lyft, Juno, Via, they're all very short and very to the point. And now we have two apps within the yellow cab industry that we can't get behind. Half the cabs are on Arrow. The other half are on Way to Ride. And people are not going to download the two apps yellow cab.
It's funny you mention Way to Ride because I'm told in about a week, Way to Ride is changing its name to Curb.
All right. Now, that's better. But right. We still have two apps, which is ridiculous. The yellow cab industry should have one app, and it should be promoted by the city of New York at every turn, at every ad, at every subway, every bus stop. There should be one app for yellow.
Well, we're playing catch up, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem with our apps, I believe. I mean, you don't ever see any advertising.
No.
Any kind of political statement made, anybody speaking to the public about this. I mean, we got left at the gate, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to catch up is to make the public aware of what is available, and that the app is available in the yellows just as well as anything else.
I mean, it was just like you'll see Bloomberg. He'll take the subway one time down to City Hall, and they follow him. You could have de Blasio come out of Gracie Mansion, hold up his phone, the cameras are all there, hit the app for a yellow cab pulls up, he gets in. It would be fantastic advertising, and he would be helping the industry. I mean, it would be little things like that, having public officials coming out of City Hall and going on their app, having the TV cameras, set it up as a press conference, and having the yellow cab pull up, and they get in, and they're off.
You could be my marketing director, John.
Yeah, well.
You know, one thing I'd like to say, if they're going to have a Fair and Cruise hearing in April, if they're scared politically of the metered rate, maybe they should look in terms of making a fare increase apply to app service for yellow cabs. Like, say, okay, we're going to give you a fare increase that will be a $3 service charge, a $5 service charge, something on the app itself where the driver and the guy running the cab will get a piece of the action. Because right now I think it's that really doesn't – there's not a lot of financial incentive. God knows Uber gets double and triple the rate sometimes.
That's what we're hearing.
Right. But if the cabbie could get like $3 or $5 or just a little something in lieu of a metered fare increase, also let's say something for the trunk, something for additional stops. I mean, there are ways for the taxi industry and the drivers themselves to make money without having to have this huge metered fare increase and maybe get the peripherals going.
Dave, you're doing this show, and we're having a great discussion here how to help the industry. Is this going on anywhere? Is it going on at the TLC hearings, at City Hall? I mean, the discussion we're having here today on WOR throughout the city of New York, this should be going on in the halls of City Hall. I mean,
it's up to the drivers, and it's up to the owners to make it happen.
Oh,
it's
disorganized. I mean, yeah. Okay.
There needs to be unity. There really does. Whether it's an association, which we'll talk about when we come back, whether it's independently, you need to be aware of and show up at TLC meetings and also at city council meetings. Anyway, before we break to a commercial, Susan Fowler, she's a former developer at Uber, and there was an article this week. I believe that... I don't know if she's suing Uber, but certainly she came out about the sexual harassment in the management at Uber against her, and other women started joining her. As a result of that, hundreds of thousands of people have deleted their Uber apps between her story and also Uber, their take on Uber not supporting or supporting Trump and not supporting the strike that was at JFK Airport. So there's all kinds of stuff going on over there. Anyway... when we come back, our phone number is 800. We have open lines, 321-0710. My email address is taxihale@aol.com. We are here for you. This is the Taxi Dave Show. And we are brought to you, this is a commercial, we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave.
And we're going to hear from the Beatles later. Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at herefordinsurance.com, www.hereffordinsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new 2016 wheelchair accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
From where you are, can you see Grand Central Parkway? You can. Then you're lost.
Why don't we do it?
Dave Show is back Sunday night. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Let me just get some of these emails out while the music is playing in the background. Wow, this is a real long one. I don't think I'm going to read that one, although it makes a lot of sense. Fair market, that's another long one. Sorry. Here we go. TLC should ask to enforce these rideshare apps to wait 15 minutes, like ordering a pizza, before a passenger can get a hail. That's exactly right. E-hail is street hail. If it's street hail, they should have the same rules as yellow cabs. I agree, TLC should ask and enforce the rideshare apps to wait 15 minutes before somebody can even get an app fare from a non-yellow cab. Since this is an open and fair market, the TLC should allow larger SUV cabs. This is one of the main reasons why we aren't profitable. At the airports, there's a need of SUVs for families, for groups of people in the city who want to travel together to a destination. Why can't yellow cab owners' garages have SUVs as yellow cabs? Open and fair market. That's from Tommy. Thank you so much, Tommy. Let's see. Too much advertising for Uber and nothing for yellow cabs. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that.
Right.
What can I say? What can I say to you? Okay, so the traffic, the worst traffic in the world. New Yorkers spend 89 hours a year in traffic, but we're not number one. We're number 3. Number 10 is Paris, 9 Atlanta, 10 Magnitogorsk, 7 London, 6 São Paulo, 5 Bogota, 4 San Francisco. And then New York City has the 3rd worst traffic in the world. Moscow is 2nd, and L.A. has the worst traffic in the world, according to a recent study. Speaking of traffic, we all know if you travel in Manhattan, you can hardly move. And if traffic moves slower, that means if there are accidents with pedestrians, they're going to live. They may be maimed, but they're going to live. And the mayor wanted you to know. Yeah, I know. The mayor wanted you to know that Year 3 Vision Zero report just came out. In 2016, traffic fatalities in New York City declined to their lowest levels ever, 230. And that represents a 23% decline from 2013, where there were 299 traffic fatalities. It's in contrast to national trends, because nationally, there's been a 14% increase in traffic fatalities over the same period. So traffic is working to save lives. It may not be helpful if you're trying to make a buck but in Manhattan or in New York City, slower traffic seems to save lives.
I just know that the traffic is so bad some days, you got to get out of your cab to hit the pedestrian. I'm just kidding.
Listen, I'll tell you how bad. I've seen a couple of times, and just a couple of weeks ago, I came out of the TLC on Beaver Street. And as you know, the TLC 33 Beaver is between Broad and Broadway. A fire truck came up Beaver Street, and I timed it. He was stuck on that block for 3.5 minutes. Somebody having a heart attack may have not made it because that vehicle could not get through.
Well, they could have burned to death.
Yes. Right.
Okay, we have a ton of phone calls. Let's start with Joe. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave. I think with this proposal by Port Authority for a fee at the airport, whatever it may be, and whether or not these drivers or the passengers pay it, should be tied to reciprocity of the short-haul tickets between LaGuardia and JFK, which would help a great deal towards driver income and less deadhead miles, saving gas, less pollution. And also, Dave, I think especially the fleet owners and lease managers have to take a little more responsibility, not that some don't already, but regarding the appearance of the vehicles as far as cleanliness. I mean, most owner-drivers keep their cars fairly clean, and I know some fleet drivers take great pride in it, and obviously the dump drivers. But, you know, sometimes a dirty car sitting in the garage and comes in at 3 a.m. in the morning and it's not going out till 5 or 6 and the mechanics are not doing anything. I think the car should be washed, you know, during those hours.
Joe, you bring up a couple of good points. All right. You more money in the driver's pocket, better for pollution, better for traffic. And also, guys, wash the cars if they're dirty. Clean the cars if they're dirty inside and out. Come on. We need to do a better job. Tom O'Connor, welcome back to Taxi Dave.
Tom O'Connor, Dave, how you doing?
All right. How you
Dave,
doing?
I get very, very disappointed with this taxi industry. As an owner-driver for 57 years, I see no movement whatsoever. This Uber situation
Meba?
Is just getting worse. It's not getting any better. It should have never been to start with if the taxi industry was on the ball. But they lay back. Everybody is doing their thing the way they want to. There's no unity within the industry. So they better start waking up before we really get destroyed.
On strike, shut it down. Show up at hearings at the taxi commission. Show up at City Hall. If you have a city councilman, let him know. If you have a state assemblyman, which everybody in New York City does, a state senator, a New York City councilman, let him know how you feel. Tom O'Connor, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, show up at the mandatory fare increase.
City Hall with you.
Yeah, the mandatory fare increase hearing in April. Show up at that. That ought to be a hoot and a holler. The mandatory fare increase hearing in April at the TLC.
Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing? Long time no hear from, but I got something you guys consider. A little history again. Down in Baltimore, they had a streetcar franchise, and they were paying 20% out for park tax. They built parks all over the city because of that. But they reduced it down, reduced it down, reduced it down.
There should be.
Yeah. Now, the thing is with these, thing with the taxis, the idea is you keep the things low, the revenue keeps increasing. The lower you got it, the more increase. Simple.
The parking tax now is 18.75%.
Yeah. So 18.75, you take it down to 9. You got more in revenue.
Well, there's a lot of that stuff going on in this city. There's just they tax the heck out of people, and they're not so concerned as the volume of tax coming in versus whacking everybody every chance they get,
right.
In my opinion.
Hey, let's put it this way. You see, that's the old Eastern Airlines thing. You'll have passengers on your seats. You keep the fannies in your fabric.
Bob, thank you so much
for
calling the Taxi Dave Show. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for holding on the line so long. That was great. Just to let you know, the commissioner in her commissioner's corner Wants to remind you that in February, the commission unanimously approved the fatigue driving prevention rules. The only driving that would count towards the daily and weekly limits is when there's a passenger in your car. I wanted to make that clear. Capiche? Only when there's a passenger in your car. So that's great. Right now, let's take Mario. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Taxi Dave. How are you?
Okay.
I want to talk about a fare increase. I don't really think it's a good idea. What I do and my fellow partner Michael do, when we see people with suitcases, we pull up and say, hey, what airport you going to? We'll do it $10 cheaper than Uber will. And we get the customer. We've been doing it. It's been successful for us.
So say the same thing when you get a rate increase.
I think if we raise our prices higher, we're going to get less customers. Uber keeps dropping their prices with Uber Pool.
You know, you say they're dropping their prices, but we get so many reports of them overcharging passengers compared to what they're giving the drivers.
Well, from my experience, when I pick up customers that go into the airport, they say, oh, they're going to do it for $50. They want to go with Uber because it's cheaper. When I tell them I'm going to do it for $45 or $40, they get in my car, then they end up giving me a $10 tip.
So you're against the rate of fare increase?
Yes, because I think we have to beat them where they breathe. We have to get at them.
Listen, right now Uber's charging as low as $1.75 a mile on some trips. I ain't going to compete against them. I think our steady
race
customers
to the bottom.
Right. Our steady customers have no problem paying for quality cab service. I've asked them over and over again, just keep the drop low so they'll get in. Let's do some group riding. Let's do some peripheral income revenue strategies.
Mario also has a good point because a lot of people feel that way. So, you know, it's something for you to think about, folks. We are the number one talker on Sunday nights in New York City. And it's, you know, you hear, this is, you know, I mean, some callers come in and they love the show, and I get emails, they love the show. This is what New York City's all about. I like to call us the Fernwood Tonight of the radio. You know? So thanks a lot, Mario, for calling in. Hey, it's Fernwood Tonight.
Oh, what happened?
Hey,
did I just get hit in the
head? Another email. Former TLC employees should not be able to work for any company that they regulated for life. There you go. That's interesting. Right now, they're not allowed to stand before the TLC for a year, but they can leave the TLC today and work for any company that they were regulating tomorrow.
A la Mr. Yasky.
How do you like that? There you go. Let's take one more caller, then we'll take a break, and then we'll have a special guest. If you like the Beatles, you've got to stay on the air and listen to our special guest is. Okay? He's going to try to bring the Beatles back, but that's another story. Isaac. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show. Going once. Going twice. I guess we lost Isaac. Okay. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest. And his name is Mark Lapidus. And Mark Lapidus is...
Lapidus.
Lapidos. Well, we'll figure it out. The 43rd annual New York Metro Fest for the Beatles fans is happening next weekend at the Hyatt Regency, and this is the guy who's put it together. So we'll hear a little bit about that. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's a great fare for yellow cabs, okay, because it's right over the Lincoln Tunnel? Right on the other side of the Lincoln Tunnel, so it's a quick OT. You know, if you have three or four people, take a yellow cab there. You don't have to take the train over there. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you. This is a commercial by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And stay tuned for more. We'll be right back.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free.
Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All taxi management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! That's...
Close your eyes and I'll be soon.
Show is back. Here's a nice email. Taxi Dave, I love your show. Best transportation show on the internet. I have a love-hate relationship with your show. I miss Manhattan so much, but thank God I moved from New York City and I'm down in Florida. I'd rather sit home and watch the Honeymooners and listen to Ralph Cramden talk about driving his bus up and down Madison Avenue than actually try to do it these days. Thank you, Taxi Dave, and thank your crew. Joe from Florida, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. And from Charbel, I hope de Blasio will be indicted. He's not any better than Bloomberg. Between the both of them, they destroyed the taxi business. Taxi owners went bankrupt because of New York City corruption created by the mayor and TLC. That is not the opinion of anybody on the show. That is an email from Charbel. So thank you for your emails. And before I put on my guest, these emails just keep coming in now. There's an old saying, while the doctor's trying to figure the cure, the patient dies. Well, the taxi industry died a long time ago. The city's still trying to figure out what to do. Next, we should start to find a funeral home. Well, thank you for that one, I guess. And the 79th Street Boat Basin had to spend millions on their legal rights to keep their boats anchored as homes. Taxi need to have fought the MTA tax, the loss of off-duty light rates, and the rates on the sides of the cabs being unreasonably forced to have half the industry become wheelchair accessible. It would be an expensive legal cost, but we would win. From Frank, who loves you, baby? Okay, thank you for the emails. We are going to speak to our special guest now. Our special guest is Mark Lapidus. And Mark Lapidus is the guy who put together every year, the annual New York Metro Fest for Beatles fans. And I bring it up on a transportation show because it's a hop, skip, and a jump from New York City. A great fair if you're, if you like the Beatles. Who doesn't like the Beatles? Anybody here doesn't like the Beatles? Everybody loves the Beatles.
I've heard of them.
So you can take three or four, I'm starting to feel old, though, because I was eating dinner last month somewhere, and a song came on and said, oh, is that guy Paul McCartney who used to be with Wings? I said, well, he's one of the original Beatles. Who are the Beatles? Yeah. I'm like, I couldn't even deal with it. I need a drink. anyway, I want to thank our special guest and welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Mark.
Thank you, Dave. How are you doing? It's Mark Lapidus, by the way. You had it right on the second guest.
It was Lapidus. Did you ever live on Park Terrace East?
No.
Okay. Just figured I'd ask.
I was born in the Bronx, but I sort of...
I knew I liked you for some reason. So, briefly, give us a synopsis of what's going on, okay, at the Hyatt Regency Hotel Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend.
This coming weekend, it's at the Hyatt Regency Jersey City on the Hudson. It's right across the river from the World Trade Center. And it's a beautiful view of the skyline of New York. And it's very simple. Take a cab right to the Holland Tunnel. And it's only about a mile and a half from that spot when you get off the tunnel. So it's very convenient for people who want to take the trains.
You've been doing this for 43 years, right?
Yes. I'm the guy who went to John Lennon directly in 1974. And I sat down and told him my idea of a gathering of Beatles fans to watch films and live music and trade memorabilia. and talk about the Beatles and a special guest. And he said, quote, I'm all for it. I'm a Beatles fan, too. That was the day that he and Harry Nilsson appeared live in Central Park for the first March of Dimes walk-a-thon.
So that's how it was conceived, huh?
That's how it was well, the idea I thought of it a few months earlier.
Well, whatever happened to Beatlemania?
Well,
the prior decade, that was kind of like the show.
Well, they never got permission, so.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Yes, I'm the only person who went to a Beatle for permission to do something. And
so I understand you. I understand you're having a lot of special guests, including George Harrison's sister. And
be there.
You have special guests, panel discussions, film screenings, live musical performances, and a lot of Beatle-related activities for the whole family. Go ahead.
For the whole family. We get a lot of young people, believe it or not, a lot of teenagers and college students and younger people who just love the Beatles. They hear the music from their parents and their grandparents, older brothers and sisters, and they once they get past a certain age, they say, hey, this music is so much better than all that dredge I hear now on the radio. So they discover the Beatles, and once they discover them, if they have any sense of listening, they'll realize that this is great music. This is the greatest music ever recorded. And this year we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the most famous and best album of all time, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that came out in June of 1967. Mm-hmm. And our band, Liverpool, has been with us for 37 years. They're the best in the business. They will be performing it live. Side one on Saturday night and side two on Sunday night.
So, go ahead.
We also have three members of Paul McCartney's band, Wings, Lawrence Juba, Danny Seiwell, and Steve Holly. They're going to be doing a wing set of some of the biggest songs of Paul's. And we also have a very special guest, Klaus Voormann. He's coming in from Germany. He was about the earliest fan of the Beatles in 1960 when they played in Germany. And he loved them and turned them on to his girlfriend, Astrid Kircher. She's the one who did all the famous black and white photographs of the Beatles in 60 and 61.
Sure.
Those leather jackets. She created that look for them. And it started from there. It started from Klaus Voormann. And he won a Grammy 50 years ago for the album cover design for Revolver.
So you have everybody coming to this thing.
We have everybody.
The Hyatt Regency, Jersey City on the Hudson.
Remember Badfinger? Joey Mollen will be there from Badfinger.
Wow.
Mark Rivera, Friday night he's playing in the big town, in the big place on 33rd Street. 33rd and 3rd, right there. He's with Billy Joel. He's Billy Joel's horn player. He's Ringo's horn player. And he's the best sax player in the business. He'll be with us on Saturday and Sunday.
That sounds like some eight-kicking musicians.
We have a group called the Weaklings. We get a lot of airplay on Sirius XM. We have a guy named Billy Kinsley. Nobody knows him here.
Is there memorabilia that's going to be there?
Oh, yeah. We have a giant marketplace. We have, if people go to our website, thefest.com, we sort of bring our store to life.
I have a poster I haven't seen anywhere else. It's black and white, the black kind of like the heads of the Beatles, and it says 1, 2, 3, 4, and I think it was printed in Germany. I'm not sure if it's worth
it. Is that from the With the Beatles album, the first one?
It's not an album. It's really...
Probably With the Beatles image? Was it the black and white?
Maybe, yeah.
I think I know which one that is.
Well,
if I
want to get a price on it, I'm going to have to go to Exchange Place in Jersey City, the Hyatt Regency, Jersey City on the Hudson, Friday, this coming Friday, March 3rd, from 5 p.m. till midnight, Saturday, noon till midnight, and Sunday, noon until 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, and we also have a live concert on Saturday afternoon by Birds of Paradox. Two of the members of the Birds of Paradox were in John's Elephant Memory Band.
Wow.
And the only live concert John ever did in his solo career was at Madison Square Garden in August of 72, the one-to-one concert. And these two guys were in the band with him. And they, because it's 45 years ago, they're going to be honoring that and recreating that concert from that night.
So if you're not doing anything next weekend, and if you're a Beatles fan, and who isn't?
Yeah.
New York Metro Fest for Beatles fans.
Yeah. Dave, we have people coming from 28 states, from Europe, from Canada.
Around the world.
All over the place. And it's the hotel is sold out, but the tickets are not sold out. So you can get tickets right at the door. You can go to thefest.com and order them online. You pick them up right at the door.
Mark Lapidus.
It's a lot of fun. We have yoga. We have a dance floor. We have...
What's the website?
Photo exhibits.
What's the website?
Fest.
Say it again.
Like the Fest for Beatles fans, but just the...
Thefest.com.
.com.
Mark, thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you. Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. Hear that, New York? If you have no plans next weekend, you do now. Okay. Do we have any callers on the line? Okay, good. So let's just get back to a couple of things here. I'm not going to talk about traffic, but we're talking about stimulating the medallion sale business. And, you know, Mike asked the question, I mean, how much do you need to get into the taxi business now?
Well, that's what I was asking next. Like, if you just had a couple of cabbies want to put their pennies together and walk into a broker, net, what is the minimum cash in today's climate that they would need to grab a hold of their own medallion to get the show on the road?
I would say estimate between $30,000 $35,000, picking up one of these medallions that had been foreclosed upon, and there's a lot of good things that are happening. Some of the banks are paying some of the fees, the broker's fees, the tax in some cases. So it's a very interesting kind of time to buy.
And what's the interest rate then on the loan?
John McDonough. We got to prepare to wrap it up here. The Captivist, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Westchester Community College on Tuesday, March 7th, 9:30 and 11 o'clock. A show about driving a cab for 40 years at Captivist.com, CABTIVIST.com for more information.
All right, I want to thank Matt Goldbetter for being in the studio. JFK Mike, what website is that, Mike?
NYCTaxiNews.com, NYCTaxiNews.com. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, I'm Taxi Dave. Thank you all for making us the number one talker in New York City. I gotta go now. Hey, Taxi, take me up to the Bronx, baby.
This has been a podcast from WOR.